Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's a story from Mark Morgan.
I grew up in the Midwest, was born in Detroit, and my father was a school teacher, and he moved us down to Florida when he got a job teaching in South Florida. And once I came to Florida, it was pretty much middle school. Then I went to high school and really liked sports. I was a baseball player for a while. And then I had a few odd jobs and finally settled on retail when I was in college. Pretty much every day as a salesman, someone would comment on my voice and say, "Hey, you have a great voice. You should be in radio, and you should be in radio." So after about the 1,000th person told me that, I looked into a local broadcasting school in South Florida and thought I'd give it a shot. So I left college and went to a local broadcasting school and got my training there. And originally I thought I'd like to do sports possibly, or maybe do the news. But after I graduated the school, the director approached me and said, "Hey, a traffic bureau in town is looking for a traffic reporter, and it's a great way to start your career." So I started in West Palm Beach as a traffic reporter. But your goal is to always get to a bigger market. So after I was on the air for about a year in West Palm Beach, they invited me down to the Miami Bureau. And what a lot of people don't realize is a lot of the traffic reporters on the radio and TV aren't actually at the TV or radio station. They work in traffic bureaus. My bureau was in North Miami, and it was a pretty big bureau, about 20 announcers sitting around the newsroom. They also did news, traffic, and weather. So I got my start in Miami on the smallest AM station. They wanted to make sure I was good enough to keep a career in the big market of Miami. So they gave me a job on one of the smallest AM stations in town. You probably couldn't even hear from the parking lot, but you have to start somewhere. So I started on the station, did the best I could, and right next to me was a gentleman who was on the biggest radio station in Miami and the biggest TV station. He had also been a helicopter reporter before reporting in the studio. So that's what I aspired to be, is just like him. Wow, someday I could possibly be on the biggest radio and TV station. So there's a few rules in traffic reporting that you have to abide by, and one is that they don't want you to mention a school bus accident on the radio. Now, on the TV, you can see that it's a school bus and you can't get around it, but as a radio traffic reporter, they would rather you not mention that, because what they think is the parents are going to hear that it's a school bus crash. They won't hear where it happened. They won't hear how it happened, but they'll just know that it's a school bus, and it could incite panic, and they could call the radio station, flood the switchboard. And when you call a radio station, they probably don't even know what the traffic reporter said. So they would pretty much not want the hassle. So with that in mind, the gentleman next to me was about to report on a serious school bus crash one day in North Miami. We had the visuals from it from the TV station helicopter, so we knew it was a school bus crash, and so did the radio station. So they called us off-site and said to the traffic reporter, "Hey, we know you're over this serious school bus crash, but please remember, don't mention that it's a school bus." He said, "I got it, no problem. I won't say that it's a school bus." So about a minute later, they threw it to him on the air, and they said, "We're going to throw it to traffic now, and let's throw it over to our traffic anchor, and he'll tell you about this accident." So he started off his report by saying, "We've got a serious crash in the corner of Miami Gardens Drive and 441. All lanes are blocked. Now, I can't tell you what type of vehicle's involved, but I can tell you that there's a bunch of book bags and lunch boxes all over the roadway." So after that, he was let go from being a traffic anchor on the TV and radio. And that very next day, they came to me and they said, "Mark, it's your turn to be on the exact TV and radio station that he was just kicked off of." And it was a great opportunity for me. And I stayed at the station for about 5 years. That was in the early 2000s, so about 2001. And I stayed there for 5 years and had a great career on the number one radio and TV stations in South Florida.
Mark Morgan with a story of how he became a radio announcer.
What do they say? One man's misfortune is another man's prize.
Apparently that original announcer didn't understand the concept of not talking about school buses on the radio.
Or he just wanted to see if he could pull a fast one, and if not, he'd just lose the job and didn't really care. To be fair, he didn't say it was a school bus. He was honest about that.
It was probably just an honest mistake, and he was trying to be funny, trying to fill dead air. I've experienced that when there's dead air and you start talking, and you end up being sorry for what you said.
Really? That probably is something that you should put on the public storyteller. That sounds like a good story.
One of the rules of not mentioning a school bus accident is almost like censorship, isn't it?
Yes, and I thought that was very interesting because you think about that don't yell fire in a crowded theater law. I think it's a law.
Well, if there's not a fire, it's against the law.
And you don't want people to be hysterical for no reason, and that is, on one hand, being a very responsible broadcaster. On the other hand, do you not want to get out all the news you've got so that people are informed? Maybe he felt people needed to know, and he felt very strongly about censorship. So it raises some interesting questions about responsibility to the public in the story. Anyway, I did not know that there were traffic bureaus. I had no idea.
You might not notice, but if you tune into a half a dozen different radio stations, it could be the same traffic reporter on all six different stations.
Never occurred to me. This story is so perfect for the public storyteller because what are we doing here? We are sharing life, helping people see that we all go through the same things in different permutations. And the way Mark fell into one of the greatest jobs that he could have possibly, or one of the greatest, certainly one of the greatest markets he could have possibly gotten into, is just so wonderful. And I really related to that story because when I was very young, I got a job at the number one market in the country, in New York, at a TV station, and it was just a fluke. And so when I heard this story, I thought, yeah, I get that. So much of life is just a fluke.
Well, it was Mark's voice that got him the job on radio. And it kind of reminds me of people who are just so good-looking. They say, oh, you should be an actor. And sure enough, it's the looks or it's the voice that carries you.
Well, in Mark's case, I also get the idea that it was the intelligence. He had more going for him than that fantastic voice.
Thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they would like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send an email to cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fsandfrankau.edu.
There's more information at our website at wlrn.org, including archive stories and further contact information. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.